Well, welcome, Morningstar travelers. Today is March 16th, 2020. I just wanted to come to you and give you some encouraging words, and we're going to have a word of prayer for our nation. And I'm going to give you some direction on how you should be praying. So hopefully you've been reading the recent messages on the prophetic word the Lord has given on China being a virus. You can read that on the website. I don't really want to rehearse that, although there was an update on it. And there will continue to be updates on the words the Lord has given. But right now we want to focus on how to pray for our nation with the good news in mind that our Lord 2,000 years ago already defeated all plagues, all disease, all lies and attacks of the enemy. So I want to remind you that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The destroyers trying to kill, steal, and destroy are under our feet, and it's time to take authority over them and begin to enforce the blood of the everlasting covenant that we were given and the victory that overcometh the world. So let's be seated and let's pray according to that victory so that you can remind yourself who you are in Christ Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, we're coming to your throne of grace where you told us to come in time of need. And we're just thankful now, Lord, that we are seated in heavenly places. We're seated far above all the chaos going on in this world, any and all principalities seeking to destroy and devour our nation and our way of life. We're taking authority over it now, and we're enforcing the blood of the everlasting covenant that you purchased for it, and we're enforcing it in the name of Jesus. So we expose all lies going on, all attempts to wage war on us. We command all demonic forces to be dissolved. We rebuke them, we bind them, and we disperse them, and we expose them at the root. So we dispatch 10 legions of angels, Lord, to honor your word, to stand up for our help, and to just begin to make a way to make this storm a calm, because we stay the plague now by the blood of Jesus. It's stayed, it's dissolved, and it is wiped out 2,000 years ago. So who the Son sets free is already free indeed. There's no plague coming nigh your dwelling if you're under the shadow of the Almighty. So just be at peace. We thank you now, Lord, for your peace. So we're speaking peace into this storm, into our atmosphere. We just loose a legion of angels to do their job, to bring things back to normal, to just allow your Holy Spirit to begin to enforce that victory over everyone's life as everyone begins to focus on the good news. On your news, that you're the author and finisher of our faith, and you already defeated death and disease, so it's done away with, and we are speaking victory that overcometh this world. So anoint our leaders with the mind of Christ, keep their minds clear to hear, and let our spiritual leaders be loose to hear, to pray according to the victory you already finished. And so we thank you, Lord, as we wait on you. Your plan and purpose is unfolding, and we just thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace in this time of need, allowing us to just see all that you want to accomplish in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, dear friends, if you need prayer, call the prayer line and be praying for me and the prayer line, as we'll need all the strength we can get. And just keep your eyes on Jesus, rehearsing the victory. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.